Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're doing a little bit different tonight in the fact that we haven't got our psychics on with it to start, so we're going to do a little bit of talk and work and some other productivity. We want to thank all of you who've been following, and we've been more busier than we've ever been in Psychics Gone Wild's life of the show. And we want to thank all of you who've been promoting us and those of you who haven't, because I guess good news, bad news goes, it's like, it's really kind of funny because it's like going into the whole energy of what we've had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And one of the great things that we're going to be having is we've got a lot of new guests coming on, and we'll be doing less of that free psychic mini readings that you guys have always gotten into. We do welcome and promote you. There's Journey into the Light, one of the most phenomenal shows on Blog Talk Radio. There's also quite a few other shows that are doing that. We will be doing a little bit of light and a lot more topics. So those of you who know that, and I welcome you on the 773-897-6461. But if you call and you just need a general reading, or you call in really intensely, I will probably instruct you. It'll take just a little bit. Going into our guests tonight, we've got one of them here, and we're going to start out really good with this. How are you tonight, Ryan?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, watching the boys play. How are you doing?
Really good. I was going to tease you. I saw on Facebook you're already unsingle. That happened quick. It's like, oh, my gosh.
I just... tough way it works. You never know. She seems pretty nice. She, I think she's going to help me find the one I'm supposed to be with, but helping her out, she's helping me out. Just,
cool.
That's complicated.
That's good. Well, I'm glad for you. This is all of you who don't know. This is Psychic Ryan Smith. This is my son who was born on November 12th. We also do this on our websites. Those of you who would like a reading, Ryan is our October special. We've been teasing them, coffee, tea, or Ryan, and you can have both. If you really need a reading and you would like to try out Organo Gold Coffee and be a sponsor here, or if you'd really like to just go ahead and try out the tea and chocolate and help keep us going with what we do, and promote this, get a hold of Kelly at 719-289-4907, and she will set everything up where the coffee, tea, or chocolate, whichever you choose, will be delivered to your house from the Ganderma mushroom. Now, those of you who know the Ganderma mushroom is a very healthy, ancient mushroom. It's not only healthy and helps with your health and other ailments, it also really puts a lot of the detoxes and the other parts of the spores and the work into your system. I am a very good advocate of it. I've been doing it for over a year now, and have not only realized with the smoking and the other detoxes that I've gotten out of my system, but have also begun to really not only enjoy the taste of it. Always been a coffee drinker, and I really was glad to say that I've gotten off the caffeine. The caffeine is one of the hardest things, those of you who know about nicotine or caffeine, to go ahead and get rid of. And Ryan is the one that you want, if you want to have a reading this month and try both out. We do encourage those of you who are calling in, we are going to be having this weekend check in for DeVray, which is also a dragon healer in person on Saturday, a very special night with me at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Looking at Friday, we've got Amy Kavanaugh and we've got Richard Harvey from Spain, a very intense, spiritual, very holistic person. We'll be discussing with him and narrating. We're also working and in the process of getting Patricia McLean, the Cosmic Conspiracy author, on, and we were last week working on that. I'm still in that area. We all know that all of you who've been coached and working with us will be looking forward. Tomorrow night is Aurora Rose and Psychic Ryan. So we continue to go on, and we're welcoming all of you that are calling the Psychics Gone Wild. Remember, one of the things that we are doing a special is those of you who do go on with that and have had readings, you know, we also really are promoting with putting out the other part of what we want to do, and that's to give you that best psychic reading. So 310, here you go, 310, you're on live with Psychics Jethro and Psychic Ryan. How are you, 310?
Hi, how are you?
Really, I guess I would say hot and cold. I feel like Goldilocks here. I'm in Florida, and I can't get makeup. It's mine, and neither can I.
Can I just ask you something that I'm concerned about?
Yes, please. Are you, Ryan, I'll let Ryan do this. This is his night. We take turns. Ryan?
What's your name now? I didn't catch him. Sorry.
Nancy.
Nancy? Okay, what would be your question that you would like to ask tonight?
Well, there's someone that I was emotionally involved with that had some issues and had to go into rehab, and I'm just wondering when he gets out if we're going to be able to have a good relationship, serious relationship.
With the rehab, he needs to find a path that he needs to be on. He needs to choose his path, is what I'm seeing.
He needs to what?
The decision that he needs to choose his path. He needs to make sure that even though he went to rehab, he's got to make sure that he's committed to bettering himself before he can think of anything more emotional.
You're kind of blurred. Your voice is kind of blurred. Hold on.
Yeah, and Ryan, we can hardly hear you, Rye. Ryan, we can barely hear you. A little better there. Maybe we can hear you a little bit. Yeah, it's really me and Nancy. It's hard to hear you on the phone. It's like, is the phone real close to with the energy here? It's like you can hear it. We can barely hear you. You were saying with his work on there, and I could also tell that there was some other things happening here as you were talking for Nancy. I also was getting the same thing with the path. Nancy, you did say his first name was what?
Brian.
Okay, when I feel the energy, I also feel, Nancy, that you're going through some things of your own. There seems to be something with your health going on here a little bit. I feel like you've been really wanting him to shape up and some other things so we could have it too.
What do you mean?
I feel like that you're going to notice as things are starting to happen here at the end of the month, I mean the end of the year, is that you're also going into some other cycles of some things that you were looking at, Nancy, too. You talked about Brian going through his rehab. The question you've got, and am I correct, you're really looking at seeing how you and him are going to come out of this together?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, and I feel like that you guys are working on it. It's sadly going to take some more time. This end of the year is going to be something with you trying to handle some of your situation there. I feel that with your health. I feel like, Nancy, there's some other things going on. I would suggest having like an email reading or one of those where you could go ahead and get where you can do some of the readings, and that way you could look, because
well,
what I get here happening
how
is not
his health? Because I heard that he had a spot on his lung. Is he going to be okay?
I did. See, that's what I'm picking up, that there's going to be some problems there. I do feel that there's also some other things happening, and that is now this is this time of the year and the things that are going on is not good for Brian. I also feel that you're going to be dealing with a lot of the situation, that it is a lot more sad hassle there. And what I spiritually am perceiving is that this is going to get worse. That's what I did feel. I honestly thought it was you, and I apologize, but I thought you were going to be going through some health with your lungs.
Well,
and
I also did too. I just had a mastectomy, but I'm okay, I think.
Okay, because I keep picking up energy and stuff from you, and what I feel is that there's some other energy on there. Ryan, help me here. Are you feeling this? Because you can feel from Nancy the health issues.
But is Brian going to be okay, or is this going to take his life?
I feel like he is going to be... it's going to be basically in the end, this is going to be what does do it. I do feel that as things are starting to happen here with you two together, that this is not going to be any, it's like there's going to be a little bit more of some like emphysema, some other things setting in. There's some other problems around it too with it, and more things going. I see next year this becoming very intense. I wouldn't say okay. I would say a struggle and a fight for his health is what I'm seeing.
Okay. But he's going to come out of it okay?
I feel that honestly, I see this still being more problems. I'm seeing this getting worse. That's where I would like to, and I would like, you know, especially when you're getting just a reading over the radio, you want to make sure and get with one of us and look at this, because I'm seeing him still struggling with the health problems. I see him, like them working with him, like not only obviously oxygen, but some other things later, and I see this like emphysema, some other things settling in there.
So is it emphysema or is it cancer?
I feel it's a combination of whatever's in that lung is also caused on top of it with the cancer cells is also going to turn into emphysema. I feel it's going to be a combination. It's like his whole body in there is going through a lot. I reading what I'm getting from you through him, this is, you know, you've got to give me, I've got 80%. I'm accurate because I'm 98%. I don't have a picture here to look at. I don't have what I would like to, and that's why, you know, we really want to make sure and give you the best reading. Is I do feel like both of you are going through health. I feel your stuff's going to still have a little bit of out. You said you're okay. I say okay in the fact that I see you still having some stuff that's into the health, getting it done. I see you physically dealing with it, and then I see you, Nancy, eventually working on some things with you two together on this year with the health. And next year, you keep saying okay. I keep seeing this health still going on. So I would say no, not really okay, but still fighting the battle. You never give up. But, you know, I don't see him going home this the end of the month. That's what I would say for the end of the year.
You see him going home at the end of the year?
I don't. I'm seeing that he's fighting, he's struggling with this, but it there is a seriousness here that I still see there's some other problems. You know, I would really, like I said, and get with one of us psychics or one of us, you know, spiritual people to get with you and do a full one so we can look at a picture, a recent picture of him, especially those of you who know when this kind of stuff goes on. We are very accurate when we do this, and this is where the real part, but if you know you're just calling in on a radio show, we're giving you
How do I do that? Does it cost money? Because I don't have any money.
See, and that, unfortunately, it does. We got, you know, that's what keeps us so we can keep doing this. Is what it does is you get a hold of us at, on our site, and mine is jethrosmith.net, or you get a hold of us, you know, you can get a hold of KXC Kelly at 719-289-4907. You get a hold of Aurora Rose. You get, and what you do is one of us, will, we look at the picture, we read the picture, we go with that. You know, I also would like you to get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I'll send you some prayers, some work there, and I will, you know, if you send me that, I will look at it for you out of gratuity. Just understand, you guys, that I, you know, I can't do it to everyone. I know you guys are listening to the show. I will help you, Nancy. I know you realize you don't have money. You just had a help thing. We do things and help. I will help you by reading the picture and getting it for you. You're welcome. And now you guys,
what is it called again?
It's psychicjethro@aol.com. It's my email site, and it's how we do emails. Anybody who goes on my site, jethrosmith.net, you'll see on there, you do the amount, and then it's only $30 what I do. It's, it helps me stay in.
Hello? Hello?
Right now, we've got everything you need for that all-important fall cleanup. So hurry in today.
Documents have been accepted in all 50 states, and they're backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So go to LegalZoom.com today to see for yourself. It's law.
Hello? Hi?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
So I'm going to continue on. This is Psyche Jethro, and we're going to try and see if we can get someone to come on. Mary Lou, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. We were trying to get through, and we obviously were having some kind of disconnections with other people. It's been one of those nights on Psyche's Gone Wild, and I guess we did.
That's the dog wanting to talk.
Oh, is that? I love the dog. See, and you tell the dog, it's like, come on in. We'll get you to do a few growls. Yeah. So good. Going into what we've got, too, is going into the other energy is something else happened here. Going into the energy right now with you, Mary Lou, I'm going to have you ask me a question. We've got a lot of conflict tonight with ones who are calling, and it's just hilarious. We still have one more psychic to go, and I'm hoping she can make it, but it's like Blog Talk is really going through some really chaos.
Well, okay, question. I am working on manifesting some positive transformations in my life, and I would love to see if you see anything actually happening.
Okay, what I'm going to start with, Mary Lou, and what you say in manifesting and what I see with that energy, and we always are working with the crown chakra, the higher 2, 8, and 9 chakra, those of you who are students in the Psyche's Gone Wild or living in the realm. And Mary Lou, what I'm also getting here and I'm seeing with the other part of manifesting is I see that you're putting out that energy that you want to have a group of people and individuals as a group that are working towards a higher purpose as you are, a spiritual enlightenment. They're telling me that you are making that
going well.
It is going out and it is putting the effort, and they're also telling me that you also are giving the thanks and you already know that it's going. They're telling me that your angels are putting out with you, Mary Lou, that there's going to be, by the end of the year, a relationship is one of the things that they're telling me that's going to be there.
Who would that be with?
It's going to be with what, who in your manifesting and you're putting out the energy. They tell me that the person is going to be there from an outside or place. I don't feel that they're in the town you're from. It feels to me like it's an outside person. That they said you also have had some conflict a little bit on your life and scheduling there. I'm picking up that where you live or something is not really working out well.
Yeah, nothing at this point. Nothing is going well.
That's what they're showing me, and they're also telling me that sadly you also put some other work into it, and it seems to be really causing you a strength of other energies, and that's what the part of the problem is that everybody else said that that you were going to have things going on and your life happening, and I feel what's happening, Mary Lou, is that this strength is there, and yes, it is working. Make sure that you make get together and have some other people do some angel work around you. I do feel, Mary Lou, that you're not excuse me there. I feel like you're not as protected as you think you are. There's something that keeps showing me like there's something coming in the energy, your field. It seems like there's a circle, but you've got some energy, and that's what's causing this. The manifestation there is going into it, you know?
Okay.
And I also feel like it's also going on to some other things that have been happening, and it's like one of those things is that it also is making for this other energy to happen is what's giving you the doubt. It's causing the odd energy. It's putting energy into your field to make it happen. Make sure you're doing a lot of St. Michael. I do a lot of archangel work, especially when I'm manifesting, to ensure that it happens and make sure it goes into everything and make sure that you're getting your system, the needs that you need to have happen for you, so that no matter how you're looking into it and how things are going, it's there. I feel there's a little bit of health a little bit with you. You're still overcoming some things.
Yeah. Nothing that I'm working on is going easily. Nothing.
And they keep telling me that you need to be doing a little bit of spearmint, and it's in like a bath, like a salt and spearmint, you know, like the kind you buy the prepared ones with eucalyptus would be good to do the energy, because it's gonna break the energy. It's gonna give your muscles a relax. You're carrying so much of the stress right now that it just seems like everything's going and it's become a cycle. The salt will break that energy.
Okay.
You know, I also feel with you that the other part of it is that, you know, you've got the groups of us. I remember you used to call in always at the last. Remember, you always got in right the last few minutes. I'm like, I want to talk to her. And I remember you calling. And the guys were going to, I was going to teach you tonight. It's like, well, you got in early. But then I looked down the list and realized there was about 9 people that didn't get in before you. So it's like what the guys are telling me, and this also shows me an energy, what's happening, Mary Lou, is that they said that you need to be doing what you were doing with the work. You used to manifest and put some things before that you're not doing. It was like some people say knowing like they know. It's not even that knowing. It's the actual acting out. It's that, you know, a lot of people will say financially, okay, I'm tight. I can't save anything I'm doing. They don't say go out and just blow your money, but they do go, they say to go out and put some out. You go out and you put out the intent, you put the financial, and you know, and it does. There's also a real positive energy I feel for you that's happening with not just relationship, but I feel that the guides are really ready to go with the energy, and that's, you have your animal you love, you have other people you're close, but you're not getting your other part of your communication. They're telling me that you've got to break loose in that computer a little bit. They want you away, they want you out talking to individuals like you were doing before. You're not getting enough time with people who are gifted like you. I feel that you've got a lot of indigo.
Yeah.
That's a frustrating one. Now, you know, Mary Lou, you're one of my buddies on here, because I know it's very hard for us right now in the times we're in. Remember all of us that, you know, that are out here. Like Mary Lou just brought up a good question. It's not seeming to go right. Pluto is going backwards. That means that all of our energies and out are going. Jupiter is starting to go that way. Jupiter is our blessings, our production, our outcomes, our main goals and work. So think about where a planet the size and magnitude of Jupiter compared to Earth, and it's pulling, going this to head backwards on us for up to, I think, close to 3 to 4 months. While it's doing that, all of our dreams and goals are going to feel very left out. A lot of us are starting to feel very disorientated, all of us that are sensitive. Remember, these are the times to go sit down, force yourself into that half an hour or an hour of really positive, if it's music, if it's pictures, if it's color, if it's aromatherapy. And I keep feeling with you that, Mary Lou, that they keep telling me that it's going to, there's something else that's still pulling. You've got someone on the other side that's trying to give you messages, and right now is the time to let them know that you're not really, you're not ignoring them, but you just really can't go it right now.
No, I actually been saying, talk all you want. Go for it.
Well, see,
use
very
your words. Use your words, people. They're not using their words. I have to treat them like babies. They're not using their words.
I relate, and that's exactly as they go through the energies and the guide work and what we're talking about, and they're saying with everyone is that to make sure you're getting your energies put together and everything's working out in a strength that is more capable of everything to go, is that you're also getting your life goals met, and that is so that you're not having everything working in a bad situation, but more in a positive work of getting everything together. And it's like You can feel yourself as your energy starting to happen and everything's starting to go. There's times you got to do that. And I know that this is old school, and I know that New Age will just flip out on their little hairs. They can flip out however they want. I'm a little of both. What it is there's times to do this, there's times not to. Good example, I have had in the last 2 weeks on both radio shows, different parts of the country all over, people wanting me to channel, bring in. I will do it, but do it one-on-one, do it set down, make sure you're doing it, especially with what I'm doing over the radio, because there's a lot of energy force out there right now. This is where I was telling you about that. I feel that's the sadness, a little bit of doubt. Things aren't clicking. They're feeding on our manifesting energy. Those are what I call the odd energies. We're coming into that time of the year, which everyone knows, you know, that there's a lot of celebrations and not so good of things that are in the magic of the, and the metaphysical coming up this month. Make sure you're, you know, people are like, I'm sitting here and I'm working with it. I'm working with my guides. Then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, weird stuff starts going on. I know my guides. My guides are doing it. No, your guides are there around you and they're doing it. But then with this time of the year, do it selectively, because there was years and centuries of things done to make Halloween one of the most wildest holidays we all know. You can read in any computer, you know, pick up the computer, type it in, see how people did things for weeks to months about it. Crazy cults, people, odd things. I'm not saying any of us are like that, but I'm saying in light work, we got to really tread lightly in this month. I used to be one of those people who would read on Halloween. I'd be the one, they called me, and a couple of years ago, I went whipping in there, and I'm reading at Halloween, all this stuff's going. I went home, and I felt odd. I just felt very good, comfortable, and I thought, you know, I'm older than this. I've done this. I, you know, I'm born with this. I've done this my whole life. Those of you who read my book, you know where I've been. I've dealt with some of the big ones in this. I'm going, okay, I'm light, you know. And I realized, I thought, you know, that, and within 2 days of it, after I was deathly sick, things started happening. I had some odd spots on me. I had, while I was reading in there, because of the other work around, something else came through a force of a very major metaphysical store that had crystals the size of me, even bigger, around me and things around me protecting. I thought, you know, that's pretty much the safest place. Didn't do it. Waited till I did the other energy here. I had done that opening with it. My guys were around. My guys went to do the protection. Other things are stronger. Think about what they do with Halloween. Think about some of the stories you hear. What happens is there's people that are out sending. So I want you guys that are all doing your manifesting and your work to really do your heightening, sit down with your guys. Like, I love what Mary Lou said. Talk with them. She's hers are talking in a little baby language. That's fine. When you sit down, you're going, you guys are not, you know, you've got to work with me. You're working with it. Also really sit down and make sure you're doing your alignments of it. We do this a lot in psychic class. You know your guides, you're working with your guides, and those are the ones who are there. You don't need all 12 of your guides standing up and all talking to you at the same time. These are my representatives. These are the people that are working with me. This is my guides closest. We all come together, and this is what fills my gut feeling. You always, with this time of the year, hit them with light. You visualize your white. You raise your force. You put your arms to your shoulders. Makes the energy come in and power. You put light to them. I want you to just visualize lights on. You're hitting them with so much light that the guides are doing it. Because, like I was saying, we've also got something I'm going to share here on Psyche's Gone Wild. Any of you who are into the spirituality knows that this is the 2012. We have a lot of other parts of the landlines, the vortex lines. Any of you that are on close to bays and coasts, those are the places that we have a lot of work being done, and it's not – it's it's both. It's good and light workers. We have light workers going out, doing work to the base, telling the white and the water to work with us to make sure that we have all of our work and everything going in there and everything happening. They're working with the white energy of the female. We also have the ones in the inland working with the male and the sun energy and all of the energies. What I'm saying in the higher power and the light is be careful, because with these ley lines and what's happened in 2012, and we knew there was all these fissures and problems. Yes, we have not had a lot of the predictions of what was going to happen that back when I was a teenager. Remember Lou, when they were talking about the Earth? Earth's going to blow up, and we're going to have the hands come in from the West Coast and open the waters, and the water's going to be all the way up to the Rocky Mountains, and California's going to drop off of there, and there was going to be, I think it was going to go right through Idaho and Nevada.
No, I've always been concerned of the Mississippi River becoming part of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live down at the mouth of it.
And I remember that being part of it. That was part of the other ones. These were predictions about in the 80s. As well. You know, I'm talking, you can tell my age here, when I used to read in the 80s. And there was people who read this. I wasn't, but there was people who were into the earth change. What we're seeing and what we're getting with this is some of this earth energies, and what people are realizing with the Christ energy is a lot of the psychics did go a little out intense with it. Okay, the earth and the world, we're still here, it's 2012, but what we've found and what's happening is these ley lines and these parts of energies, now good place, right there at the Mississippi now, you've got the female energies, the strengths, the mountain allies, all of that energy rolling through and around you. You've got a whole magical realm there coming in to meet that, you know, meeting that water. And what the guides are saying also is that female energy, which water is very sensitive, with the male energy of working with the Mother Earth and the energies to go together, is very much right for people to put out energies to raise other vibrations to put them there. So make sure you're doing your love energy, your positive, you know. I have people that keep a shell in the house, talk to it, do energy for 5 or 10 minutes of positive light intent. I always do a light candle a lot of times. I'll do a light candle for the faith. Also, I do a very positive one for the giving, because I can feel what's happened, Mary Lou, is I'm going to talk to you a little more, and I'm giving you a little more time because our phones are going crazy, and you're putting a lot of energy back and forth, and I thank you. We're clearing out Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a little wild technical thing. Sometimes people bring that in. They come in to see us here in the Golden Wild, and they, you know, it's like someone who brings in a little lint. Well, the cuckoo thing is with psychic fiber and what they call basically parasites or energies. They come in and it gets built up. When too light, which Mary Lou's pretty light, I'm light, we're putting out energy. We're putting out a lot of energy, and you guys are feeling it. The phones have slowed down. The things are calming down. We're putting out white. So, Mary Lou, I want to thank you for calling in. I hope I answered your question about what the manifest that it is coming in. Give me something else, and let's talk for a few more minutes, Mary Lou, if you don't mind.
I wanted to thank you, by the way, because there was a mutual friend of ours who you seem to have balanced out and put back on track a bit. And I've been meaning to email you and say thank you for doing that, because they needed a hand. They needed a something. So
thank you very much.
I think you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you do.
I feel I do, and I know I love you out of confidentiality. We always do that, and I do read for a lot of people, and obviously, you know, I feel that, and thank you, you know, and that's the biggest compliment. When someone calls like you and says that means a lot to make it all mushy, you can tell, after all these years, this is why I do it, is to help people. We had the lady on here, and I'm really hoping that Nancy gets to where she needs to be. She got kicked off. We were talking. She couldn't hear us. The phones went crazy, and then I got kicked off. But, you know, what happens when people call in, like she was talking about with cancer, she calls in when people needing to get live, that's what we're here in Spiritual Guides to do. So you guys, anytime 773-897-6461 gives you the weird runaround or whatever, get back on your horse, try it again, and thank you for what you said, Marilyn, because I do know that we've been experiencing this through Psychics Gone Wild, and I experienced a lot on living in the psychic realm. We're having a lot of energies about, a lot of people are getting really, really depressed, and I've been looking at the planet transitions, and we always go through this during the winter times because of less sun and all the physical, but we should be in some really intense times with Jupiter, because Jupiter is that for our blessings and all of our givings and all of our work, and it's going to be going backwards. So for the next 3 months, we're all going to be feeling kind of kooky-eyed, you know?
Well, I'll have a new lover, so...
Yes, and I'm glad, and it's time, you know, I can tell you, you know, did you hear the dog? He's left. He's mad at you.
No, I have to pet him with my left hand to shut him up.
I love it. Well, Mary Lou, I thank you for calling in. I am going to keep the things and you know, blessings to you where you are, and continue to listen in. We'll continue our prayers for you, and I have a feeling someday I will see you either in Tampa or where you live.
Well, that would be great.
Okay.
Let me know whenever you want to come up here.
I will, and thank you very much. It was nice to have this time to talk, and we're getting the phones back on. Our good friend came in and helped us. We're looking at time here. We've got a really excellent reader coming in tonight, and that is we are looking at our wonderful Dina Flanagan. And so waiting here on the time, she should be here in a few minutes. Her and Kelly were on. Kelly's off tonight. She had some other things affect her. So it's me, Psychic Jethro, working. And obviously you can tell as the energy's happening, this was one of those nights that the phones and the other silly were going to contact. I don't know what's happening in the chat room. I'm trying to work with it right now. We are getting some of the things in there. And I love the fact that those of you really regulars and everybody in there enjoying yourself, it's good to see everybody. Hello, you know. It's like don't usually going into some energy. We're going to turn around and look at what we've got, and we're going to take a caller. 612, how are you? This is Psychic Jethro, and you, I think, got in. Yep, 612, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm really excited that you got through out of all the 14 calls waiting and spinning, and I'm going, okay, it's like the energy's just really been intense. And I do understand Blog Talk Radio let us know they've had some technical difficulties, but this is Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild, and I welcome you. Would you like to ask me a question?
I would. My question is about a relationship. There's been a guy who I don't know if it's mutual, and I'm just trying to figure out if it is mutual, if I should talk to him about it, what I should do.
Okay, and I'm going to get your first name.
Absolutely. My first name is Jordana.
Hey, Jordana, I'm feeling with you that your energy is going through some questions here with him. They said that you should you should do this approach with him a little bit on it, that it's going to be able to get together. I feel you two are going to have some time together. It's just, I feel like there's a problem with shyness on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, on his side, you know, I think for him, it's just him being hurt, more or less, than anything. And for me, I think a guy should always do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I grew up in a Catholic Italian home, so for me, I guess it's different. I feel like it's mutual. I guess he hasn't said anything, so I'm like, maybe it's all in my mind. And so, what was that?
Go ahead and give me his first name.
His first name is Omari.
Right, and I do feel like that he is he's in a different energy. He's in a different set of frame of mind than you are too, and it's I feel that this is part of where it's getting you in the things of it. I feel that he looks at you and he sees you, but he doesn't really realize that you care for him more than just as a person of it. He's not getting the full your full thoughts there. And it's ironic how you said, you know, that's the guy and that's the old, you know, that's the normal procedure, and you want to be thought of nicely. But this is 2012, and to have something probably just nice going with it, I can see you two are both kind of going into a really awkward time. I have friends and stuff I tease that nowadays, I mean, it's nothing for a woman to ask a man out, to ask a man if he'd like to go to dinner, ask him if he'd like to do something. And what's even more intense is it seems like, I feel like he's not certain what he wants to do with his future, so he's not sure what to do with you, neither.
Do you feel like that he is interested in that way or no?
I feel like he's confused. I would say no. I would say that he is interested in you as a friend. I feel like he's being nice, and I feel that he doesn't realize that you think of him other ways too, and yet it's right there before him, and it's, you know.
Right, absolutely.
It's ironic. It's ironic. One thing I would do, and I am probably the biggest advocate of this because of what I do for a living is Psychic Jethro. Make sure, if you really take it seriously, get his date of birth, You know, I mean, I've had people come up and just go, where were you born? Where, what date? What time? You know, who was your mom? What was your dad? That's scary, you know, no matter who you are. But just get, like, his date of birth, you know, okay, he's this.
Oh, I know his date of birth.
Just get a birthday, and then I would have this sent. I would have the date of birth, and I would have those done with the, like me or someone, send that and his picture, and say, what do you see? Because we're going to be able to see the aura, we're going to see the energy. I can see that you really not only like him, but you guys have some karma together. But I can tell you from what I'm picking up on the phone, it's some spiritual. So I would suggest you get an email reading for a picture of you two together, or a picture, you know, of you separately. I have the best
right.
thing people tell me in the world. They're like, I go on Facebook, and people love to throw their pictures out there. I get the recent picture, send it to me, and it's like I've had a crush on him for long, long, long. And I've been able to read those and tell him this one's going to marry, this one's not, this one's going to be married to this person, that one's going to do. Do the email with me that way, because I'll tell you two reasons. One is I want to see that date of birth, because I feel like you and him are not done. I feel like you've got karma together. The other thing is, when it's spiritual, is this is where you can have the best friend for life. This is the friend that gives you a hot chocolate when everybody in the world's, you know, basically giving you brown days, bad times. This is the person that's going to turn around and say, okay, what can I do? I do see that you guys have got something else happening that I don't think his heart is, I don't think it's completely mended yet. There's something here. This person's not sure of love with it. He also, with you, you're a little hard to figure out, even though you're very, you come across very open. You're you know, it's, you're a little deceptive, and I'm giving him the part of that. I can feel it with you that you're a very honest, direct person, and you're so direct, people sometimes go, oh, is she really, you know? And it's a good thing. It's a good quality. Don't ever change it. But it's, you know, being that way helps you and him. I feel that you're going to also realize that he's waiting for another reason. He wants to make sure, in a complimentary way, it's like gallantry, there's something else that's going on that he's not getting, that you really like him too.
So, like, he just doesn't know that I like him. I mean, because we were good friends prior to, I guess, me developing feelings.
Well, yeah, and that's part of it. And part of it is, you know, as things are starting to really progress, he is still in that mode, and it's very good. You've got a very good, honorable person. I'm very glad. I see that with you, too. I also see that's why you two were put together for the spiritual, is to help each other during these times. And when the angels and guides are doing that, they're telling me very clearly, you're also going to really be able to see your energy and go in through some other stuff together.
Right, absolutely. Okay, well, good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and bless you, and I really welcome, you know, for you calling in, and have a great night, and I look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going here, and we're getting the phones. We're even picking up more, and we're busier. This is Psyche Jethro. I'm waiting for our guest tonight is Dina. We've been doing this quite a bit on the show. Notice, as you guys will, that we're going to be having an all-new people. We're going to be bringing in more variety and more people that we've got. We've been doing this on Psyche's Gone Wild now for going on. Will be our celebration, I think, is February, is the birthday of Psyche's Gone Wild, and we'll have a birthday for it. And those of you on will be able to get some presents, or, you know, we'll give gifts back and forth. I've been coming up with some clever gifts that I'm going to do for Psyche's Gone Wild. What I want to welcome all of you and ask all of you is to think back, go back through the year. Which ones would you like to hear again? Who would you like to have back on our shows? Who else would be really good to have on? We've had Tristan Bishop. We've had Mystic Celeste. We've had Patty Negri. We've had Kelly Coulter. We've had Jethro Smith. We've had Ryan James Smith. And we've had Aurora Rose. We have had Tryon. We have had Tony Naomi. We have had Pamela Cummings. We have had Linda Irwin. We've had Sandra Green. And we know all of us have had more of the other psychics that have been on here, in and out, a variety of people continually. We have Amy Kavanaugh. I could just keep going on. We just keep naming them. We keep going. We've had Leo Brown, Psychic Leo Brown. Any of you guys who want to know, send me to Psychic Jethro Awell. Who do you want to see on here? We're going to be adding them. I've had some other people that are coming on. We know that we've got two great guests, Friday and Saturday. Amy Kavanaugh will be the hostessing Friday night with Richard Harvey from Spain. Any of you guys who've read and studied, this man lives in Nevada, Spain, is very much in the Sierras, has worked 30-some years at this, putting this energy, very much holistic, spiritual teacher, master, and will be on. And Amy's going to be on, as she always is. You know how Amy is, just as blunt and working towards it. She's one of our troopers. You know, we've had so much compliments, and I want to thank her. PsychicsGoneWild.com is a site that we have. All of our pages come up on there. And, you know, the biggest piece of pie and one of the most positive one is Amy Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has always been up here. She's always on the show. We're looking at it. We're working on it. And that's what I want to see. We're looking here going on. And another person that we've always loved and have to have us, our lovely Dina Flanagan. And Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I want to take Blog Talk to beat it up. That's what I want to do. It's starting it with me, and it won't be nice.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you on. And Kelly was going to be on today right with you. She's having some health things and working with her things that she has at her house. And so we're all glad to have you on. Dina Flanagan, everyone's been waiting here. This is Psyche Jethro. Let them know, those of us a little bit new, who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been doing readings for over 25 years, and I am from Maine and have been my whole life. I also do healing work, and I help people. I help heal their souls, either through the readings or healing work. I do hands-on or long distance. I help people. I teach classes on developing your intuition and reading the tarot and all kinds of classes. And that's about it. I've been doing this for a long time. I've read on the radio. I've read on cruise ships. I've read for rich people, famous people. I have a clientele from all those years. And,
Very phenomenal.
I love it.
We love you, Dina, and Dina's so modest. Here's our other person that I was talking about, the big piece of pie, and now that we've started this on PsychicsGoneWild.com, the other person that gets a lot of attention everybody asks is Dina Flanagan. She's been gracious to come on. She's our month girl. She's on here Thursdays with us and working it. She comes in after working all day a full job, plus does this, like I said, to help people, and we just love her dearly. Glad to have her here. We were discussing the subject tonight, Dina, and what came up when I spun the wheel was the Earth ley lines, and we were discussing earlier with Mary Lou and a couple of other people that called in. We've had the person that has some other things that's going to call in and talk a little bit later with some issues, and we were talking about the ley lines. Have you noticed they're in Maine? I mean, we're at the opposite ends. I'm in Florida, and you're in Maine on the Atlantic coast here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed the energy and how it's shifting and changing so quickly now with these coming times of 2012?
It's so fast. Everything's moving so fast. It's like a whirlwind. You barely blink, and my gosh, we're on to the next thing. But with that, everything, like lessons come faster and harder, and miracles come faster, and it's just like everything comes with it—the good, the bad, the everything. But it's all good. You know, may not feel it at the time, but in the long run, it's all good. It's just we're moving to it, through it, and to it quicker.
Very true. It is. And it's, you know, you lucky guys that we've got. We've got about 9 of you phones that are spinning, and I just got one of them that stopped spinning. So we're going to grab that person before something else happens to them. I don't know what it's the lucky 253. You get to play 253. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. We welcome you
Hi.
To call you. You got in here. Hi, you get to talk to Dina Flanagan, and you are?
I'm Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. So I have a question for you. I kind of have two, but they kind of go together.
Okay.
So I was just recently laid off, and so I was just wondering what you see, like, job-wise coming for me. And then the second part of the question was my career path kind of for college is kind of crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, to me, they were showing me that you have skills.
Okay.
You know, you have schooling, you have skills that you can use. But the laying off, there's going to be something just around the corner for you.
Okay.
So the laying off was it's actually a good thing. Because
right.
I feel like where you were, it just wasn't what you wanted to be. It wasn't where you needed to be.
Right.
It wasn't going anywhere. So it was actually a blessing. And
okay.
So what's coming up around the corner has to do more with your skills or what you will be doing or should be doing.
Okay.
And I feel, and so keep a lookout for, go in that path, go in that direction.
Okay.
And keep a lookout for these things that come to you. I feel like a door's opening, but just opportunities coming to you. And
okay.
One will feel really good. And so, you know, you may take a temporary job here or there on the way, but
okay.
It won't be very long because you really need to be on your path right now. I feel like to use your skills to go in the direction that you need to go in.
Okay, yeah. And, like, with college right now, I've technically graduated after this quarter with my AA degree,
mm-hmm.
but I've faced a problem with prereqs in financial aid costs. And so
mm-hmm.
my problem is I'm really confused if I should go and retake some classes to get my associate's business degree instead, or if I should just move on to the university and take prereqs.
I think you should move on and take prereq, and then the other classes will come into play if you need them.
Okay.
You will go do the prereq, and then it's going to show you which way you should go. Then decide if you want to take those classes.
Okay, so don't take the prereqs.
No.
Because the prereqs would be included with the business associate's degree.
The extra classes for the business will come
right.
in time. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll come in time. So don't worry about those so much. Those are going to come in time.
Okay.
They're just going to fall into place.
Okay.
And like, you need to be, I don't know what it is, but you need to be just off starting or doing already what you're going to be doing.
Right.
So at
okay.
least start, try to get something started with that. Like I said, look along the lines of these opportunities coming to you, and you have ideas already. It's
right.
what I'm hearing. And so you
okay.
need to start putting some of those into place. And although it may not be exactly what you want at first, it will mold and shape into that with these opportunities coming.
Okay.
And
okay.
it's not long either. It's not far away,
okay.
so you need to start that already. Mm.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for calling in, and you guys are listening to 773-897-6461, Vina Flanagan and Psyche Jethro on Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're doing what we always do. We're going wild tonight. Our subject is linear lines and basically with our world and the energy. I know the vortexes in, like, Sedona, other places I live in, Colorado Springs. What are some vortexes up in Maine, Dina?
Well, it's interesting because we've been talking about one of the vortexes, I believe. Like, I live right on the kind of border of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of us feel a vortex right there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So it's right there, like 2 minutes from where I am in Maine. And then there's more up is further into western Maine. There's a lot of retreats and whatnot centers there. They're there because the vortexes. And everybody that goes there says that amazing shifts happen within them. It's kind of like Sedona. But this whole area is almost like another Sedona or a mini Sedona where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. I feel it. And when we talk, you know, it's like living in Sedona, living in other places. I know that Boulder, Colorado is another one. And then Colorado Springs. I lived in another really good island one is Galveston, Texas.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that one, the Texas one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a man-made island, but it has energy. And I kid you not, there was times, Dina, me and Ryan were there together, my son, and all of a sudden you'd see the moon change, it turned purple, there was energies there, and we're both going, no, wait a minute. You know, we're looking around, okay, what kind of pollution is that? You know, because we're from the Rocky Mountains, and the lady there teased us, she's like, we have energies. And they had a party there, I kid you not, it was Barry White actually was born and raised in Galveston, and they had a celebration for him one night. I'm not sure what it was. I'm not a partier, but I guess it was the night that Barry gets to party. They all went out. It wasn't his birthday. It wasn't a thing, but they all partied and played Barry White music and drank watermelon with straws in them and some other things. But the really cool thing was that you could feel the energy, Dina, coming up and from it. It was like, I laugh. You know, we were sober, me and Ryan, and we're watching this going, okay, this is the coolest thing. And the energy and the golf and people, all of a sudden there was like a really good positive unity and people got better. I had some other people that was telling me they'd been sick at the hospital. People brought them there, brought them out, and it was a very culture experience that, you know, I it was a Galveston thing, and they were like, you know, this is what we do.
Yeah, you count what it is. If you get the opportunity to travel to different areas, you can actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you were saying, in Galveston, you can just feel it. You see it. You feel it. It's around you. And then you also feel the areas that aren't very much
awesome. Yeah, we could talk about a few of those towns where you just run quickly through and hope your car doesn't slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Dina. We've got her on the line. We've got a couple of you guys on there. We're going to try and do, we've got four of you guys from this number, 203-713. You're on live.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Fine, how are you?
Good. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and you're talking with Dina Flanagan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Winnie. And I'd like to know what message you have or what changes you see coming for me.
What message? I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
Just what message you have or what changes you see for me.
Well, I feel like you've kind of been in like a, I don't know, a darker place things have been bothering you a lot lately. Is this true? Like things are getting you down and you're feeling the heavy energy. Well, I feel like that will be shifting and changing. You just have to start viewing things a little more positively, and things are going to get better for you. They're going to happen for you, but you just have to shift and change your energy. And once you do that, I feel like there's things, it feels like you've been almost like stuck in the mud or just you take a step forward and then a step back. That's what it feels like to me. Well, while that will be changing, give it like 6 more months. You really have to work on this. In about 6 more months, you're going to see forward movement in your life. And in a law, they're saying in all areas. And so you just have to have the faith and keep holding on and make some of those changes. You know, start thinking positive, doing positive things, doing kind things for other people, because that's the thing. You just have to shift out of that energy, and it will happen. And I see possibly a job change or a job. That's what they're showing me, something different in the job arena or in your finances. That will get better. It will change for the better. But again, it's going to take just a little while longer. But you've got to change to positive. But that's what I see, a lot of that shifting and changing. Is there anything in specific you want to know?
Those one is, you see a long-term relationship for me.
Mm-hmm. If I see a long-term relationship, what now?
Yeah, long-term relationship.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, a long-term relationship.
A long-term relationship?
Yeah.
Do I see one for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's going to... You have to, once you go through some of these changes, like they were saying, everything is going to shift and change for you and get better. But right now, you're still processing. You're still growing. You're releasing a lot of stuff. And once you do that, once you can release a lot of this old stuff, fears and hurts and whatnot, then this long-term relationship will come in. But not until you do that. Because it's about growth right now for you, and which is good. It may not seem it right now, but it actually is very good. This growth will bring you to this higher, newer place, which you'll see things really working in your favor, I guess you would put it that way.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Woody, for calling in. Keep the blessings there. It's good to hear from you, Woody. We're going to ask a favor of you, Dina. I have just sent everything to our other person, Casey Kelly, and she needs to get your information so we know how people can get to you and get a reading if they want one by you. Dina, how would be the best way to contact you?
You can call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at psychichealer11@gmail.com.
Okay, and you said 207.
752. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1399.
Yeah.
Okay, Psyche Jethro did. I teased Dina last time. I got half of her head on it. She was glad I got her eyes, which was her best feature. Now we're working on it, and Kay's helping me. Everyone knows, trying to get the sights on, and we had the picture put on, a very nice one tonight, and we forgot her number and her other things. So now we're going to play the Halloween game in October. Let's put Dina together. All of you guys help me so that Psyche Jethro can quit messing with his guests. I get good guests. What do? I mess with their body parts. Like Dr. Frankenstein. So I want to just tease all of you that we've got another good 20 minutes of the show. Set back and relax. We've had a couple of you really getting worried and emailing me what's going to happen to me in the queue. What's going to happen is we're going to be able to get to probably a good 3 to 4 more readers or clients, I'm sorry. And what we're going to ask you to do is do 1 minute questions or minimum questions. So it's like if you think about your most top question, I want to ask Dina, and then we'll go with that so that Dina can help you. And call in tomorrow night. We're going to be doing a doubleheader with Aurora Rose and Psychic Ryan. Tonight he came on and let us know he's in love, and off he went. See what he does to us parents. But he better be back, because the psychic dad does know a little bit more of what is going on there. So when he does come back, we'll make him work tomorrow night extra hard. So call in at 773-897-6461 and look forward to this weekend. Amy Kavanaugh and Richard Harvey. I can't say it enough. I've told you a couple times tonight. If you're going to listen in and want to be in with one of the healers, listen to this show. We've got him all the way from Spain. He's going to be on, and it's going to be him and Amy. You know how Amy is, and that's what we love about her. And Amy's going to find out all the things there is to know about healing, working in, and all the different development in Spain. So, 30-some years plus in the business, like Dina, you know, we've done this a few years, all of us. One of the really good things that we love with you guys that call in is you guys are getting the best of us. So to get the best back, we want to make sure you do check with us. Give us a chance on that site. Go on to psychicsgonewild.com and look. You can get all of our information. Tonight, if you're listening and you like with Dina, go on, give her a try. You know, it's like, you know, you're in a restaurant and you tip the waiter. It's the same kind of the kind of thing we do. It also is really good that I know, like tonight we were talking about other people who couldn't afford it and some other situations were going on. I do help, and that's why I let the person know, email me. I do apologize to those of you who do call my number, and just, you know, I have some people right now doing that with Skype. Obviously, I'm doing 2 radio shows. I have a lot of clients, and I'm out here helping people, but I just don't pick up Skype and go, I'm going to read for you. I know we love when the radio, and I love when you guys do that, but, you know, it's a great thing to call Jethro, I guess, and say, hey, it's Psyche Jethro, he's on Skype. But usually if I'm on here, I'm on this, or I'm on a reading. So I apologize to those of you who've been beeping me all night, but, you know, that's how the beat goes. I would say how the cookie crumbles, but I'm going to eat that cookie, so I'm not going to say that. So, Dina, I want to thank you for being on. We've got one here. We've got a name that is really well. We've got Temperance DeAngelis. You are on right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Wow, here we go. I have a question. I wanted to know, still pretty.
Hello? I'm sorry, I didn't. Jethro, did you catch that question?
I'm sorry, we can hardly hear you. I know you're on Skype, but we can barely hear you here, Temperance.
I'm just getting static.
I apologize. We're not able to get you in there. I'm going to give you just a second here and see if we can catch you back on. But Temperance, while we're getting is we're getting static on here on the phone, we're going to take just a minute. Sometimes we come back. Can you hear me, Temperance DeAngelis?
Yes.
Okay, we can barely hear you, Static. Would you go ahead and ask your question?
Hello?
I don't know what's going on, but we are really experiencing a lot of technical difficulties with on there. And so what we want to do when you do call in is please give us your name and the other parts we have. You know, it is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are pretty wild and we're pretty psychic, but we're having a little bit of problem with the telephone. So when you do call in, you guys give us, you know, this is Jethro, this is Dina, this is, you know, Michael D'Angelo, whoever you are on that phone, so we can kind of catch you, because we are having technical difficulties. I apologize, but you need to contact Blog Talk Radio and let them know you're not able to get into your shows, you're not able to do this, because this is what last month caused a lot of the conflict, and where we have, I've expanded out, and I'm at A1R Radio and moving into Mixtalk.com plus some other avenues, so that we can give you those readings you guys deserve and hear. Temperance, I can you hear me, Temperance?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you a little better. This is Psychic Jethro, and did you have a question for Dina or anything? It's not letting you through. I'm really sorry. Skype is one of our best setups, and it usually works real well through there. If you look at your Skype, you know, a lot of times you can go over and click on your Skype account, and if you click on it, if your headset's doing this kind of sound, you can go on the right side over there on it, and it'll come up as a button, and click that button and see what it does. I always test mine through with that voice there on the second line and make sure, because I use it so much with the Skype, you know, that it'll do that and go there.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead, stay on with this, Temperance. We're going to see if we'll give you another shot. Let's do 207, and then we'll go back to Temperance. Maybe they're just being blog talked us. 207 from 207367. Would you like to talk to Dina tonight?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy from Maine.
Hi, Cindy.
Yay! It's good to hear from you, Cindy.
Had to get through. I'm a 207 Maine.
It's our jewelry girl. We love her. She is cool. She rocks.
Yeah.
I'm happy to speak with Dina. And she's a maniac like me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I was wondering what you see. Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering what you see coming up for me in the near future.
Okay, as far as?
Relationship?
What area would you like the relationship?
Yep.
Now, were you just in one not too long ago?
No.
Because I feel like this last one that you were in is still, like, in your energy field. That's what it's showing me. And
okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out for over a year.
Right, but it's still in your energy field. It's almost like part of that is what I'm getting. Is part of that is what's preventing from the next one coming in. I guess you might want to put it that way. So there's still something that went on with that one that you haven't worked out because it is still in your energy field. So. And I think you know what it is, and I think you know what's still in there. And for the most part, you think you've worked most of it out, but there's still a residual in there. So once you go in and get rid of that residual, all of a sudden I see like that part of you, that part of your energy field opening up to draw in the right person. But until you get rid of that, it's like a wall pushing them away.
Oh, it's funny.
So,
I don't know what it is because I haven't thought about this person in over a year.
Yeah, well, it's something from it, but it's not just that one. It's like several, but it's showing up that one last. Like, in other words, it seems to have followed you in different relationships, whatever this is that makes them, you know, not work or draw in the wrong types or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once you work through that, that you'll recognize it. You may not know it right now, but it's going to come to you. It's going to come, especially since we brought it to your awareness. It will come to you. It will be like you'll be sitting there and go, oh, I think I get it. And it's
And so once you do that, I feel like somebody's coming in for you probably, if they're showing me 6 months to a year from now, about 6 months to a year from now is what they're showing me. And this person is more compatible to who you are.
Okay.
And who you are and what you do. It keeps saying who you are and what you do, so it has something to do with what you do. And it will be a person that finally is more to your needs or your liking or on your wavelength, if so to speak. And it will feel different. It will feel like something you really haven't quite experienced before.
Okay.
So, but that's good. It's a good thing. It's what you've been waiting for. And that, like I said, 6 months or a year, I see it coming in. And then it will be like your world changes. And everything will be different. Everything's going to be for the better after that. Just everything's going to change. I see you being happy. And like, wow, I didn't really think this could happen, you know, type of thing. When I see it. Anything else you want to know within that?
Yeah, I suspect that this person is also connected to my work in some way.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. And so that's why it's even that much more compatible.
Right,
because it's a partnership in both ways or all ways is what it's saying. You've never been quite used to.
Right. Oh, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
And we've got on the line here, we've had a really intense time. Temperance, I did get with you. Temperance is having some issues. We got a little bit of her phone. She was talking to us. Temperance, can you hear me? Yes, Temperance has got a little bit of a thing here, Dina, that she's working with some issues here with the guides, and they're talking to her about her health, and they're telling me that she's also kind of got a hold of me here, that she's got some things going on she's a little worried about. I think that's part of what this odd energy is that we're having there, is some other things are trying to keep her from hearing the news. But I do feel like you're going to get through this, Temperance. I do feel that you're going to be able to get with some, not only a professional working with them, but they're going to be able to get this too. And I see that you're going to be kind of going through it, and it'll be good news. I do feel you're going to get good news. Please stay with us. Follow us on the right side with that button, Temperance, and make sure you get a hold of us on Facebook at Jethro Smith at Facebook. It's spelled just like that, JETHRO.SMITH, and stick with us on Psychic Chat. We'll put you in with our friends, and we'll start writing back and forth and keep you around prayers. Make sure you call in on those days when we have healers in. And Temperance, I'm going to put my prayers out to you. Get a hold of me at psychicjethro@AOL.com. And then you can also, going through with that, you can turn around with me and get some of the things there. I apologize. That phone will not let her through, and that's just energy. Make sure you get a hold of us. We're not giving up on you, Temperance. Know that you can get a hold of us there and at psychicjethro@AOL.com. And I will send you some prayers and some work, and we'll get you in with some of the other friends and help. And Dina's phenomenal, and it's just, I think our energy that was going is there. You're not alone, and sometimes it's just that little Skype. We want to just grab them and blog talk and put them in the corner without their friends. Remember that. So I'm sorry that this is happening for you. We're going to go right into 256. You're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 256?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Wanda. I'm calling from Alabama. Hi. I was going to ask you, I do have a job. It's a temporary job, and it's a part-time temporary job. And I don't feel stable in it because it's not permanent. You see me getting another job?
Yeah, I do. It will be a better fit for you, this other job. And you're probably all right in this part-time temporary job for a while. I'm seeing for several months. And then this new opportunity or job will come up, and you'll like it much better. You'll like it much better. This one that you're in now, it's just there. It just is what it is. What I'm feeling. But the one I see coming in is more full. It's a full time.
Uh-huh.
It's not part time, and it's not temporary. It's full time. Like, you know, it's yours if you want it, and you can stay in it.
So it's not going to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's not going to be the same thing like with the same company, or is it?
It's not
going totally to
be the same thing. What?
Will it be something totally different than what I'm doing now?
Well, what I'm hearing is, it is. I feel it's different, but I feel it's more what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like what you're doing right now is what you do or what your full potential. This coming up is more what you did, almost something you did before. They're saying something familiar, though. Something
yeah.
you did before is what I'm seeing. I feel like that you're smarter than this job. I'm sorry. That's what I'm feeling. This job that you're in now, I feel like
yeah.
you're smarter than that. And so you really need to use your wisdom and your talents in what's coming up. What I'm saying, something you'll be more appreciated in.
Yeah, I mean, what I do, I'll just go ahead and tell you what I do. I'm an interviewer, and I pay
people.
I pay mm-hmm. people to give an interview on the computer about
mm-hmm.
alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and it's for. But they don't want to do it because it's government. And
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm appreciated. No, and it's really
yeah, it's exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's just part time, temporary, and I can go with different. Types of things with this company,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I want to keep doing the interview things because you're going door to door and trying to get these people. It's a sales job,
mm-hmm.
quote. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm giving them something, I still got to talk them into it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. One of the questions I ask them if they think they have a sixth sense, I ask if they think they're psychic. It's a health and alcohol mood, everything state.
Yeah. Right.
Anyways, it's I don't know.
See, that's why I just feel like that's just not for you. I mean, the energy just isn't right for you. You are, like I just said, it's something that you're going into where you will be appreciated. You're smarter than that. It's going to be something where you're valued more.
Yeah.
And you value yourself more.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
I'll stay with this company if they want to put me on a supervisor so I can sit at home and tell all the field interviewers what to do. But I don't really want to go door to door and keep doing this forever, no.
Right. No, it will be there. It will come up. It's going to come up, and you'll see it, and you'll be like, that's it. That's what I want to do. So just keep your eyes open.
Well, if it's something I've done before, I can just possibly kind of guess it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can keep my eyes open, like you said.
Yeah, keep your eyes open, because it feels familiar. This is what you're going to do, but it's going to be in a better way. Like, it's familiar like you've done it before, but this is, like, from all the experience and the knowledge that you've learned along the way, this is going to be better
okay.
than the last time you did it. Mm.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Thank you for calling in, Wanda, and we're having one of those fun ones. Remember to follow and stay along with Psyche's Gone Wild so you can get in on all of our different variety people and our fun. And we've got our wonderful Dina Flanagan. I love it. It's called Dynamic Dina Night, and we've all been so happy to have you come in, Dina. We know that the phones have been totally lulu, but you're still stuck in there. You've kept us going. We're going to go back a little bit. We've had quite a few of you guys. I really do apologize when it does do that with the blog talk, or as we had the lady with the Skype, I hope she said she didn't hear it. You always go back to the archive and hear it. I do want to tease the person that sent me the topless thing on Skype. Thank you. That's okay, but I do have a girlfriend. I don't know what else is going. Being psychics does make you really realize that even people can surprise me, but this has been one of those fun nights, Dina, and I want to welcome everybody that's calling in. So what we're going to turn around and do is we're going to go right over here to 310, and if I'm correct, I think we started out with you, 310. Well, hello? I guess we're that 310 doesn't know, so we're going to turn around and continue on with we went into the cycle of what we were going into with everybody. We've got about 5 minutes left at the end of the show, and I'd like to welcome everybody to continue in. Dina, tell them a little bit about some of the other things you do. We know that you're gifted with a psychic. You're very phenomenal. You know, I know that when we were talking before, you seem to be one of those psychics that you help in other ways. I want you just to kind of tell people a little bit about some of the other projects you're working on.
Well, I do a lot of, I have a lot of clients for the healing work and doing the soul healing work. And it's just amazing miracles I've seen within these people. And it's like you were talking earlier, how things are moving faster and quicker. So is the healing. It used to take like an hour and several sessions. It's done quicker. It takes less time and less sessions. So I do a lot of that deep soul work, and it helps you to remove all the blockages and the negative stuff that's been stored in your body or that attacks in your body from your daily stresses or even lifetime of stuff. And it's just really phenomenal what I see goes on. Is the different things I see. I mean, I also see past lives. I also do medium work where I talk to people who've passed on. And I also, we talked about this before, I can hear the message, see the message, feel the message. I get all the senses, and it's just, it comes in many ways. And then I also teach people. So I'm always, and I just do a lot of work with people, and it's just amazing all the things I've been seeing lately. And the readings, well, those are just all the time. I just do those. But, yeah. It's just been really, really, it's been great. It's been wonderful watching everybody evolve and grow and heal and just watch them, their lives unfold and for the better.
Very cool. Very much a blessing. And we've got a lot of ones asking tonight. One of the questions we've had a lot is, where do they go to put in those votes? I do know that I was 26, and then I've heard I'm 25 on the SupernaturalUFO.com. And I do know that a couple of our other people, Aurora's in there at 35. We've got everybody's name in. Please, you guys, if you get a chance to do us a favor, pick up your little chance and write attention, Peggy North, and put in your votes. You can vote for up to 25 of your favorite psychics and give us a chance. You can also put in the directory. We ask you to put in our favorite radio show as Psychics Gone Wild, or in the directory if you choose as a place to find psychics, and put in there at newyorkgate@aol.com. I probably am up there at like 25 this time, and I'm looking forward to it. Remember Dina Flanagan, put in these names, because these are the directories where people in the world all over see these. Last year I was in the directory in that world and was one of the top psychics in the world. It's a very nice honor. We do want to make sure all of us get in. You know, you have so much to qualify, but, you know, I'm qualified and going to be in it. I want to really help all of us. Please, if you guys get a chance, you know, write to Peggy North on newyorkgate@aol.com and say, Peggy, they blew my mind. Whatever we did for you, we made them happy, you know, and put us in there. We want to thank all of you. We've got a few minutes, and 818, you slid in here, you little slitter. So we got 18, you got in. So you can say hello to Dina for a few minutes, and you lucky little 818, okay?
How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
I'm so glad I got in. I talked to you last week, sir. And so I just was trying to follow up. And with Dina, I know there's like a few minutes left. Maybe if there's a quick reading or message or anything for me. I'm Dani Marie, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills.
Mm. Wow, you got a nice positive energy.
Thank you.
I like it. I feel like that you're going right in the midst of a bunch of changes right now.
Uh-huh.
And you're going in a good direction, and just embrace these changes is what they're telling me to tell you, and don't be afraid of them. Just I see you plunging into them, like really just like head on going into them, and that's great. There's gonna be a lot of things coming up for you, and decisions to make, but they're good. It is like I see. Are you a healer?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of healing energy or a lot of healing around you. So, really go move forward with that is what they're telling me. You're supposed to be helping people, and really move forward with that. You have a good road ahead of you with that.
Okay. Yes, okay. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the Reiki, the crystal healing, working with angels, and all of which is very new to me, but I'm so grateful that I have this gift, and I'm just looking forward to just sharing it with everybody and teaching them how to do this for themselves.
It's fantastic. Yeah, you definitely have a gift. I feel it. It's going right through my body. It's fantastic. I'm getting the healing to talking to you. And so really stick with that and don't let anything get you off that path.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We thank you so much for calling. We're at 60 seconds. Anything you want to tell everybody before they turn out the lights and kick us out that door?
No, I wish everybody a good week this week. Just even despite all the crazy weather and the planetary shifts and all this stuff going on, just stay positive and be fantastic.
Thank you, Dina, and everyone stay tuned. Come back to us next Thursday because all of October we've got Dynamic Dina on Thursday nights at usually it's about 8. But we've been having
Wednesday
to come
night.
In. Well, I'm usually on Thursday. Kelly, you did this. So Wednesday nights, come in for Dina, and Dina will be on here Wednesday nights at a little before 9 o'clock usually, but tonight we're doing it. We're having a little bit of an energy, and so, you know, check in here. She's always here, and we love you guys, so come back and see us Wednesday. See you next.